holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Ibrako brata balaba baba baba. We pray for the flow of your spirit. Branta balaba baba 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 baba. Zekwa brata balaba baba 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 baba. The flow of the spirit. The flow of the river. Man braba la ba 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 ba. Zekwa raba la ba 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 ba. Maska braba ba 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 ba. Maska braba la ba 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 ba. Ebroka ba la ba 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 ba. Mako brante ba la ba 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 ba. La kwa 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 kwa. La kwa 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 kwa. Esko braba ba 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 ba. La kwa 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 kwa. For my God is the King of hosts. He worketh salvation in the midst of the earth. And prote babaska balabababa. Inka pro 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 pro. The hidden rage. The kingdom tremble. He utter his voice, the earth melted. And proska balababaska balabababa. E proka balabababababa. E ka bra 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 bra. E la kwa 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 kwa. E la kwa 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 kwa. E la kwa 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 kwa. E ska bra 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 bra. Bala baba skabala baba baba baba. Brosko bala baba 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 ti. Empro bala baba 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 baba. Zakwa kwa 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 kwa. Eskabala baba 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 baba. To the end that you'll be exalted among the hidden. To the end that you'll be exalted in the earth. Empro tabala baba baba baska. Brote bala baba baba baska. Broske bala baba 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 ta. Atoko ko 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 ko. There is a river that streams whereof shall make glad. The city of God, Brosko bala baba baba baba, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Eh, kwa 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 kwa, eh kwa 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 kwa. We are the tabernacles of the Most High. Let your spirit flow, brata bro bro bro. Let your river flow, let your river flow, let your river flow from within our bellies. And proka bala baba, brete brete, le kwa 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 kwa, eh 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 kwa 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 kwa. Bra ba 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 ba. Lekwa bra ba 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 ba. Lekwa bra ba 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 ba. Bra 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 bra. The joy of the river. Maska bra ba 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 ba. I will make them joyful in my house of prayer. I will make them joyful in my house of prayer. I will make them joyful in my house of prayer. Bra ka ba la ba 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 ba. Bra 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 bra. 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 Make mighty men out of us and prop. I am the house of prayer. Maskabala baba baba baba. I'm prakata kata kata. My body is a temple of the Lord. I'm prakata kata. I'm prakata kata. I will be joyful in the place of prayer. I'm prakabala baba baba. I'm prakata kata. In kabala baba 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 baba. I'm pra 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 pra. I'm pra 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 pra. La kwa 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 kwa. La brosta bala ba 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 ba, em brosta bala ba 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 ba, em brosta bala ba 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 ba, em brosta bala ba 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 ba, em brakata kata kata kata. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He said, "I will make them joyful in my house of prayer." Zeli ba ba skabala ba 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 ska, shekwali ba 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 skabala ba ba, im brante bala ba 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 ba, eske brante bala ba 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 ba, sakwa prokoto brakete, ila kwa brata bala ba ba, eske brata bala ba 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 ba. Ela kwa 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 kwa. Ela kwa 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 kwa. Ela kwa 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 kwa. Ela kwa 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 kwa. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We know not, even if we know, we cannot offer it worthily. Last pradish kabala babaska brabala babaska. Lekwa proto baska balababa baba. Let's go brabala baba baba baba. But the Spirit maketh intercession for us according to the will of God. Skebra tabala baba baba. Ambroska bala ba 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 ba. Rekosko braba la ba 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 ba. Braka bala ba 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 ba. Esto braba la ba 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 ba. Raba baske braba la ba 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 ba. Lekwe kwe 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 kwe. Loko my power weakness. Brakoskata. Inante brati bala ba ba. Imbroto bala ba 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 ba. Ele be 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 be. Esko bala ba 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 ba. She kwa 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 kwa. Esko braba ba 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 ba. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's turn our Bible to Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. It says, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. We're going to pray. God gave them, separated the four children. Just four of them. We're not only four Hebrew boys that was brought to the king. There were others. But they decided not to pollute their souls with a portion of the king's meat. There are so many things, like what we learned this morning, that can happen to our soul and then it will pollute it. Even when God gives us these skills, wisdom, we lack understanding. We cannot be able to see clearly. We cannot be able to see things clearly. But Daniel said they will not defy themselves. We had talked about social media this morning. Then I begin to realize so many pollution that is going on in our minds. So many things. I will complain that we don't understand what is happening to us. But these things, they are entering into our soul. They are entering into our mind. They are corrupting it. Today we are going to pray. First prayer is that we are going to pray that God should purge our soul. God should purge us. And then, like he said, as for these four children, God gave them skills in all wisdom, in all knowledge, all learning, spiritual understanding. Open your mouth and pray. Kababra kadabala bababa. Lord, purify my soul, bratasko brande balababasketa. Vina bronde babasata balababaska balababababa. Asko brabalabababababa. La kwakwasko brande balabababa. Purge me, Lord, purge me, Lord, purge me, Lord, purge me, Lord. Zekwe kwe kwe. By your blood and by your word. Ezabra dabalababaska. How can a young man make his way pure? Is it not by taking heed according to your word? How can a young man cleanse his way? Is it not by taking heed according to your word? And now ye are clean through the word that I speak unto you. Ask a brother balababaska balababa. Emproka balababababa. Grace, O Lord, let your spirit, that spirit of your word enter me. Man brante balababababa. And purge me, Lord. Ask a brother balababa. Ask a brother balababa. Purify my soul. Mask a brother balababa. Purify my soul. And probalababa. I have been a victim. Ask of Brante Babos Kabala Baba and Prekate Kuziata and Kabala Baba Baba. Ask a Brata Brakate or social media. I've been a victim of social media warfare for years. A protebala babaska. Elekwa kwa kwa kwa. Elekwa kwa kwa kwa. Elekwa kwa kwa kwa. Elekwa kwa kwa kwa. Lord, purify my soul. Purify my soul. Purify my heart. A protebaba baba. Ask a kwa 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 kwa. If any man shall purge himself of these things, he shall be a vessel unto honor, prepared for the master's use, and meet for all good works. Lasko braba babashka bala babashka bala baba. Let pro. Then skill will come. Braka baba 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 baba. Technicality will come. Breska bala baba baba baba. Knowledge will come in all learning, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Oh, braba la baba baba baska baba baba. Brashko bala baba 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 baska bala baba baba. Brekete brekete liga baba baba baba. E broko bala baba baska bala baba baba. Reba baska bala baba baba. Esque kwa 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 kwa. Inko bra 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 bra. Leko bra 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 bra. Eko bra 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 bra. Anto bra 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 bra. Eko bra 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 bra. Leko bra 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 bra. Lord, purify my soul. Purify my heart. Even as Christ cleansed the church, as Cobranta Lekwa Prateba by the washing of the waters by the word. The washing of the waters by the word. As your word comes today, Lord, let it begin to cleanse us. Let it begin to clear as Cobra Baba. Let your spirit fight away. Anything you have not planted, anything that my father have not planted, shall be rooted out. In Proska Biba Blala Tosca Baba. And Prekateliga Baba Baba Baba. And Proka Bra 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 Bra. Any tears my father have not planted will be rooted out. As Cobra Bra 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 Bra. And let Kwa 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 Kwa. These teams, they come as tears. They come as tongues to choke what we have inside of us. Jesus talk about the parable of the sower. He talk about those that heard. But because of the cares of this world, because they get their soul, they get their mind in the things of this world. The things of this world became they became tongues and they choked what they had. But there were some, they heard, they put what they heard into practice, and then they yielded fruits. Some 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold, according to the measures of their faith. And how well they have handled it. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Last prayer request. I want to ask God and say, Father, we know we'll be hearing. But Jesus said, He said, there was a woman that said, Blessed is the fruits of your womb and the pap that you suck. And Jesus said, No. Say, but blessed are they that hear the word and keep it. And do it. We'll be hearing the word. We hear day and night. Some of us, we sleep with earpiece in our ears. We sleep overnight. In our dreams, we have encounters of the things we have been hearing. But we wake up, we find out we're still struggling. We have not been able to have the capacity to handle what we have been hearing. So we want to cry to God, the grace to handle the things that we have been hearing, the grace to handle. Let us cry. All the things that will be taught today. Braske balababaska balababa. They will not just pass through the mind. Brata bala baba baba. Ebrekoto braka bala baba. Rababasko brakoto brakoto. Ekebele bebe bebe bebe. Ekebele bebe bebe bebe. Rekosko brakoto brakete. Inka bala baba baba te. Brako bala baba baba te. Amprokoto brakete. Lekwe kwe 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 kwe. Lekwe kwe 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 kwe. Esko braba bala baba baba baba. Rapapasko braba baba baba. Eko bala baba baba te. Brekosko brakoto ya. Ambroko bala baba baba. Ebrekete brakete. Ebrekete brakete. Inka bala baba baba baba. Braka bala baba. Ba 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 mask bra 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 ele kwa 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 kwa. Give us grace to handle, Lord. Help our weaknesses. Zikrondo ba la ba ba baska ba la ba baska ba la ba ba. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Can you hear the sound of heaven? It's as the sound of many waters. They are cries of worship coming from the throne. They are cries of adoration as men from every nation lift their voice to make His glory known, singing, Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. The others and angels bow. The redeemed worship You now. Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. Oh, holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. Oh, holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. There the sun angels bow. The redeemed worship You now. Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. Oh, holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. Oh, holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. Hallelujah. Take one more session. You may be seated. God bless you. This is the last academic session. We'll look at project writing. And then we'll look at referencing styles. Then we are done with academic work. We can begin the journey. Are we together? You see, sometimes you can be weak. You can be so tired and exhausted. So those nerves that you latch onto and do things, they are weak. Then you yield to God. When you yield to God, then something enters you. Then suddenly your weaknesses are exchanged for strength. Have you experienced it before? I was ministering at the orientation camp in Kaba, Kogi State, 3 weeks ago. Then when the power of God was moving, this lady was trying. She was trying. She wanted God to touch her. Somehow I just saw her. I went to her and said, no, there's nothing you can do to be touched. Just allow yourself. Just allow yourself. And then she looked at me like, ah. I say, allow yourself. Relax. And then she relaxed. And then, before she knew what was happening, a wave hit her. You can't force and formulate spiritual things. It's not in your dispensation. It's not in your dimension. It's in another dimension. The only transport medium is the Holy Spirit. If he's not there, just relax and ask him to help you. There's nothing you can do about it. Whether you cry, whether you struggle, whether you jump, you can't touch it. It's another world. You don't even know the gate until the Holy Ghost comes and carries you. And if you master that art, in a second, in a split second, you can switch to that dimension. You know why? God is a flow. He doesn't stop. He's a perpetual continuum. His name is the Eternal. Eternal means unending. You left yesterday, but God is still in yesterday. You are the one going to tomorrow. God is already in next tomorrow. If God is removed from yesterday, the whole system will collapse. The system is built upon themselves. If God is removed from the day the world was created, the world will collapse. He is a continuum. It doesn't end. Even when you came for service and then you started feeling the power of God, that's not when the power came. That is when you became sensitive to the power, because that's when your soul ascended. So it's not when you started feeling the power of God that the power came. The power was there before you came for service. That was when you tuned to the frequency. If you understand these things, you don't struggle with spiritual things again. You check and learn how it works. I deliberately reserved the last session for 4 to 5. That time when you are weak, it will be difficult for you to even pray. Then when we call upon his name, you will learn one thing, that there's a journey from your head to your heart. There's a movement from your mind to your spirit. When it comes, then you tap to another resource base that is not furnished by the food you ate in the morning. That time the food would have finished. You need another energy system. That is the one that powers you for destiny. It's not the food. The one that powers you for destiny is the one that came from the spirit. And one of the things you will learn to do consciously in this Bible school is to learn how to latch to that energy system. That's why you are praying consciously like this. Some of you have not prayed like this before. You will still pray for another 1 hour. If the prayer starts, you will look at the time. Why? You will be wondering when that hand will move. Don't worry. Just continue. Those things, they are prescriptions from the spirit world. We didn't prescribe them. But the only thing is that if we continue, something will shift inside us. That's the wisdom of God. They are prescriptions. You just follow. You know, when the doctor says, take this drug, it's bitter. But if you want to live a sweet life, you take it. That's where your health is. So we will follow this sequence and we will continue like that till the Bible school is over. Meanwhile, we are going to look at thesis writing. A thesis is a complete record of the research you have done for a postgraduate degree. I use thesis because it's the highest form of project writing. It's called dissertation. What you'll be doing may not be as advanced as this. But if you know this, then the one you will need to do, it will be one way. Alright? So a thesis is a complete record of the research you have done for a postgraduate degree. Let's see the parts of a thesis. It's made up of a cover page. It's made up of a fly page or a fly leaf, a title page, declaration page, certification page, the woman of God. Okay, you want to bring wisdom. That's right. People have understanding. Why not? A dedication page, acknowledgement page, table of content, it may be more than 2-3 pages depending on the scope of the work you've done. The list of tables, list of figures, list of plates, list of symbols and glossary, where applicable. That's for more technical projects. You have your abstract, sister. And then you have the text. In the text, they are divided into 4 broad categories. The first category is the introduction page or the introduction portion of the work. That covers the background of study, the statement of the problem, the research questions, the objective of the study, the statement of hypothesis, significance of the study, scope and delineation of the study, and then definition of terms. Next. Then you have the literature review, We'll talk about all of them. Just needed you to go through it. This is a review of previous works or studies that have been done in that area of concern. A theoretical framework and a conceptual framework. Methodology, the third portion. These are the things you consider: the study area, the population and sampling procedure, data collection technique, validation and reliability of instrument, variable or model specification, and then data analysis or techniques. And you have the fourth chapter, deals with your results and discussion, conclusion and recommendations, and then references and appendices or annexes. So we'll pick them one by one and tell you what it entails. You know, I didn't show you the title page for the seminar paper because it's mostly identical. This is a sample of your cover page. It carries the title of your project. This is the project I wrote when I was doing basic program. Spiritual Altars and Patterns versus the Finished Works of Christ. Now, I came here and everybody kept talking about altars. I mean, I came from the Faith College. So I needed to x-ray the differences and see the boundaries, the balances. So I did the research work. And later, Reverend Dan recommended that every student should have a copy. And then you indicate your name and then the year. This is the cover page. It's different from the title page. The next is the title page. It contains more details. Next. See the title page. It's like the cover page, but there are extra details. You see that your registration number will have to be there. And then the school you are submitting the project to will be indicated. And then the kind of degree or the kind of course, certificate course or program you are doing would also be indicated. And then the date will be there. So you have Spiritual Altars and Patterns versus the Finished Works of Christ. In that project work, I discovered that altars can be shut down when you give your heart to Christ. But there's no altar when you give your heart to Christ. But patterns continue. Because the altars are powered by spirits, and spirits are rebellious beings. So when the altar is shut, the spirit continues following you around and looking for gates to enter your life. And if you succeed to deal with that spirit, even though the altar is dead, if your son comes, the spirit will come for your son again. It will come because they are territorial. They stay within a particular region and they follow different bloodlines for definite assignments. All of those things were captured in the project, and that's how it looks like. So you see that there are four major components: the title of the work, the name of the author and his registration number, the institution that is being submitted to, and the date. All of these samples are the things you'll be following. We'll give you a printed copy so that you use it when you are doing your work. Next. The declaration page. This is a page that you make a solemn statement pertaining the originality of your work. Because the research work is supposed to be your own addition to the body of knowledge. They are not interested in you copying something from Umuahia and submitting in Benue. The thing is not to shift knowledge from one location to another. It's for you to add something new to the body of knowledge. So in the declaration page, you are indicting yourself that this work is purely your own. Alright? And if by any chance they discover later that the work was copied, they have the right to cancel the work and to withdraw your degree. Because here you have made a solemn declaration, and that work, that declaration you have made, is the basis upon which they accepted the work and certified you. Are we together? So here, which is even the Christendom, the rules are higher. They are more strict. We discover that your project is fake. We will publish it, that you copied something from somewhere and lied. Hallelujah. Well, there's no such person here. Praise God. Next. Certification page. Having looked at your declaration and having verified your declaration by your supervisors, they now endorse the work that you have done. So your supervisor and the head of the institution or department, as the case may be. In a university, you usually have the supervisor, the head of department, and probably the dean of the college. For postgraduate programs, you have two supervisors for master's degree, you have three supervisors for doctorate degree. All of them will have to endorse the work. Then your HOD, and then the dean of the College of Postgraduate Studies. So this is what the format looks like. Your name is there, and then they endorse the work that you have done, because it is their responsibility to go through the work and verify the originality of the work. So this is where you share the responsibility with the supervisors. Next. This is the format of acknowledgement here. In acknowledgement, you give credence to the forces and the people that made it possible for you to do the research work. All right? Even in the secular world, they ask you to subscribe to your deity first. They give preeminence to the deity. And here we have one, is God. So after you acknowledge God, you acknowledge the college chairman. This is the order you follow. Don't go and say, thank God, it's my auntie that gave me money to come. We know. Follow this format. You acknowledge God. You acknowledge the chairman of the college, who is also the set man of this commission. Usually, if you acknowledge your deity, you are supposed to acknowledge your supervisor. He's the one that does all the work. But in a kingdom context, we look at statutory functions. We look at hierarchy, and we look at designations of authority. And that is why we decided to tilt the format a bit. So you recognize the chairman, the provost, then your supervisor. I'm the supervisor here. I supervise all the projects. It's a serious work. I'm taking time now to tell you. You won't come and say, he didn't tell me. I'm also the exam officer of this college. So I will compute your results and produce your results. Make sure you follow all of these things, so that we don't shake hands with you that day and say, thank you for coming. You need to be certified. All your instructors, then you can go to your family and friends, the people that gave you money to come for the Bible college. That time you can acknowledge them. We did a testimonial 2 years ago, and they asked a lady to come and share her experiences. And the lady started narrating how that God helped, how she got money from Otuko to come here. They said, what were your encounters in the Bible school? What were the transformations you enjoyed? So that somebody else would be edified. She started talking how things were hard. When she got the transport, then she began to cry. So you follow the format. Hallelujah. Next. Then your table of content. This is the order. All right? These ones come first. They're actually numbered in Roman numeral. Okay? It was a fast work, so that was excluded. We numbered these ones. They don't really have page numbers. They are in Roman numeral. The actual numbering begins from the introduction. All right? And the cover page doesn't have a number. So you usually begin from page 3. The fly page is empty. The cover page is not numbered. It's like the cover of the work. It is the title page that the numbering begins from. And it's in Roman numeral. So go next. We'll look at all of those details as we move. See your introduction. See your table of content, rather. These are tessas. They are subheadings. Pay attention to this. The first, which will be 1.0, the whole thing is written in capital letters. The second ones, which are 1.1, 1.2, and the rest, every first major word is in capital letter, apart from qualifiers and joiners. Do you see that? Then if you have maybe 1.7.1, only the first letter will be in capital. Every other one will be in small letters. Are you seeing the order? It shows the hierarchy of headings. The very first one, everything is capital letter. So you see introduction there, capital. Literature review, capital. That's 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. Then the 0.1, 0.2, only the first major words are in capital letters. Then if you have 0.1, 0.2, do you get that? Only the first letter will be in capital. Every other thing will be small. I'll explain that as we go deeper. But that's how they are presented. And then the page numbers are also supposed to be there. Next. That's how it follows to the end. The reference does not have a tessa. You only put the page. And then the appendix too. Appendices. Put the page. Are you seeing that? That's because it's not a subheading in your work. The reference is actually a list of all the materials you consulted. It's not part of your work. You are just trying to give credence to the people that you got knowledge from. So we have what we call list of tables. If your work has tables, right? Before you go into the major work, you are going to put all the headings of the table on a page before we enter into the body of the work. So you did, maybe you had five different tables with five different headings. You come, table one, you put the title, put the page. Table two, put the title, put the page. Table three, like that. You do the same thing for figures. Figures are things like graph. Your work have a graph. You use all of those things. And then plates. Plates are like some material, the things we scan. They are like pictures. They are not really graphs, but we scan them like pictures. That's mostly for scientific researches. You know, maybe you scan or you did an X-ray of something. That's not a graph, so to say. We call them plates. And then glossaries and symbols are standard scientific or biblical symbols that you used in your work. You will have to list all of them and define them. List all of them and define them. You use, like in your work, you are going to use things like mean, standard deviation for your analysis. Analyze your data. So you put the symbol and you say, this is mean. Put this, you define all of that. Next. The abstract. When we tell some people to write abstract, then they begin to give us the introduction to the work. The abstract is not the introduction to your work. The abstract is supposed to be an executive summary. Just in case somebody picks your work and he or she doesn't have time to read the whole work. If the person looks at the abstract, he should know what your burden is, what your objectives are, the things you use to get the data, the results you obtained from the field, and then the conclusions you have made. All of them should be captured in your abstract. So we said the research was conducted to investigate and attempt to establish the balanced doctrine on the concept of spiritual authors and patterns versus the finished works of Christ. Data were collected through the use of questionnaires. That's what you use to get your data. From five churches, that's the range you covered. The study had four research questions. The data obtained were analyzed using mean. The findings from this study were that spiritual authors and patterns can still exist in the life of a believer, except he specifically confesses them and stay aligned with the government of heaven. So, when you give your heart to Christ and altars are broken, it doesn't mean patterns will not continue. What will keep you away from patterns is to align to the Holy Ghost. So, having read this, the person has an understanding of the whole work you have done. It's not that they say, what is abstract? Then some people begin to write, what are spiritual altars? Spiritual altars. Spiritual altars. They begin to, no, it's not a place for Rema. Just give us a summary of what you have done. Are we together? Next. Introduction. This is what the introduction covers. Go next. Let's pick them one by one. Okay, go back. Let me be explaining. Okay, I needed to be explaining on my own. Now, this is what the introduction covers. The background of the study. The background of the study is like the introduction you provide, all right, for the work you're about to do. Okay? Maybe they say, is fasting a necessity in Christian growth? So when you begin, that is where you are, is apportioned to you to explain what you know and believe about fasting. So you are going to give a robust background to the meaning, the scope, and the essence of fasting. And then you will support it with the authorities that you are making reference to. If it is the Bible, if it is a book written by somebody already, all of those things should be established. It is in the introduction that we know your own bias in the work. You tell us what you know and believe about the work. Are we together? All those details are captured there. We call it the background of the study. In the statement of the problem, you try to communicate. Are we here? Hello? It's an academic work. I wonder how it will be now if we go back to do some of the studies we did before. You know, when you begin to go higher in God, you lose interest in many secular things. Has it happened to you? Those interest in many secular things. I don't know where last I read a secular book. If you carry it before you read one chapter, you just keep it somewhere. Unless that thing has something to do with the kingdom. It's so difficult. But it's well. The Lord will show mercy. Statement of the problem. Here, you communicate the challenge that you have seen that is necessitating your project. Alright? Like I saw that people who were born again were always talking about altars, altars, altars. So I wanted to establish that altars don't exist. It's patterns that exist in the life of believers. So what is the problem? What is the challenge? What is the burden that you have that is making you write the project? You have to state it clearly under the column for what? Statement of problems. If you are not careful, you will go and mingle it with your objective. Your objective is not a statement of your problem. Your objective is actually the things you want to achieve at the end of the project. Are you getting the difference? The statement of the problem is the challenge you have identified. The objective is what you want to achieve at the end of the project. Then the significance of the study or the justification of the study is what makes your project relevant. Why do you think your project will be a solution to that issue? Do you get these three differences? Let's not mix it up. The statement of the problem is the challenge you have what? Identified. The burden that you have that is making you write the project. The objective is what you want to achieve at the aim of the project. Alright? And then the significance is what makes you feel your project can provide solution to the problem. So these three things, if you cannot clearly state them, your work may not be very significant. It may not be very impactful. I mean, it may not be very helpful. So make sure you take out time to know exactly the problem that you want to address in the body of Christ or in your environment. And then know the objective you have at the end of the day. At the end of the day, do you want people to believe that this thing is real or it's not real? State it clearly. And then you also state why you feel that your project is the solution that can be provided. What convinced you to make you feel that you have the solution to this challenge? All of these things will be captured in the significance of the study. Then the scope and limitation of the problem. The scope is the extent of coverage. Are we together? The extent to which you want to take your work to. Like in my own work, I restricted it to 5 churches. And then I only dealt with spiritual altars and patterns against the finished works of Christ. I didn't talk about dealings with the Holy Ghost. I didn't talk about the work with the Holy Ghost. I limited it to what? The finished works of Christ. The limitations are the challenges you encountered when you were doing the work. The limitation is not the scope. So when we say scope and limitation, these two things must be clearly explained. The scope is the coverage. The limitation is the challenges you faced. When you were writing the project, probably there was no time because of the nature of the work, of the course. You didn't have enough time. Maybe money was a challenge. Well, that's trivial, but that's the challenge you faced. Right? Maybe you ran into crisis because of change in seasons. So the places you were supposed to go to, you couldn't go. That's not the scope of your work. That's the limitations that you face. They are the challenges that you encountered when you were doing the work. So these 4 things I've mentioned are very important in chapter 1. The objective, why you are doing the project. The statement of the problem. The statement of the problem, why you are doing the project. The objective, what you want to achieve at the end of the project. The significance, why you feel your project is the solution. The scope and limitation, which is your extent of coverage and the challenges you have faced. Then definition of terms. In definition of terms, you clearly take out time to define what the key words that you are using in the work. In the work, you could be using father. But according to your project, father is not a biological progenitor. In your work, father is God. So you must have to define that in this project, the word father is used to mean God. So that the person reading may not assume that father is a biological parent or something. Do you understand? So you must clearly define the key words that you are using in the work. If you don't define it, somebody may read your work and misunderstand everything you are saying. Because if you are referring to Father as God, and you are talking things that an ordinary man cannot do, the person will assume, where are you writing this project from? So you must define your terms. Next. The review of literature. The work you are doing is not a virgin work. Somebody have done something about it. Before you find something in this world that is new, I wonder what part of the world you will get it from. Because even the Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. Probably you have not researched enough. That's why it's called a research. The work you are doing, you must first of all go into the web of information that we have and gather as much as you can the things that have been done pertaining to what you want to do. Right? By different persons and different authorities. Outline them very carefully. Why is this very important? They will become the basis for your discussion. Because your discussion will either validate and line up with what has already been discovered and said, or your results will disapprove what is already on ground. Do you understand? If your result is validating what is already on ground, then it means you are adding more knowledge to it and you are giving more authority and credence to it. But if your result is disapproving what is already on ground, it means you are discovering a new dimension of knowledge. These are the things that make your project relevant. But some people write projects and they don't even review anything. Somebody is writing on fasting and he didn't even consult any book about fasting. You just come and start defining the things you know and read from the Bible. Your work will not have weight if it is x-rayed in academic ground. They won't have much value on it. Because there's so much has already been done. Did you discover anything new? Is there anything you are discrediting because you discovered a new idea and all of that? That's what gives your work a higher level of credence. Are we together? In theoretical framework, you look up theories that support the work that you have done, right? And see how you will use them and apply them to what you are doing. Let me use something very lame so that anybody can understand. If they say, let me use something that is not scientific now. Maybe they say if you sit down, you won't get tired when you sit down. That's a theory. And then you are doing a project about sitting in the place of prayers. You can now use the theory that says when you sit, you don't get tired. And then you use that theory now to prescribe sitting position in the place of prayer as a key for praying for long. So you have applied a theory to buttress your idea. Alright? That's more like the theoretical framework. How is your work weaved into existing theories? Are we together? How is your work weaved? How can your work be theorized? Are you seeing that now? How can we formulate theories outside of your work? That is in a very general, basic sense. That is what it means. Are we together? Then we have conceptual framework. In conceptual framework, you define your work based on an existing theory as well. This time around, this is the theory and this is your work. Because of this theory, your work can be presented like this. That means you design your work according to a theory. You pattern your work after a theory. In the first one, you try to explain your work with a theory, or you theorize your work according to an existing theory. In the second one, you build the concept of your work around the theory. All of these interplays are the things you'll be doing in chapter 2 of your work. But what we are more interested in here is the review of previous literatures. We'd want you to go and look at what others have done before and reference as much as possible before you can make any statement. We have seen people write projects, they didn't refer to any authority, and then they just came and start saying, the church is not praying. Who told you? People are not winning souls again. People are only interested in money. Who told you? How far have you gone? And if you must make an absolute statement, You must be referring to somebody who have done what you cannot do. Don't just come to Makodi and say the church is not praying. Do you know the scope of the church? The men of God now are fake. They are not raising disciples. Who told you? And there's only negative things we know about the church. Only negative things. In the last project defense, this one will stand up and say, people are not fasting. This one will stand up and say, people are not interceding. This one will stand up and say, the church is going backward. The point we began to like, you see, what are you people feeding yourself with? How come it's only negative? You know, the other one shook me so much because I was watching a crusade by Maldonado Guillermo. And he organized a crusade in Ethiopia. And over 500,000 people gave their hearts to Christ in that crusade in one day. And then, look, me, I came here wondering how this man has so much capacity. And then somebody came up and said, the church is not doing evangelism again. People are just doing their own thing. I was thrown aback. So make sure you review a lot of literature so that you don't speak out of folly. You know, the Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 from verse 1, it says, when the fly dies inside a perfume meant for the apothecary, it brings out stink. He says, so is folly unto great honor. The way the fly, the dead fly inside the perfume makes it smell. He said, that's how foolishness makes wisdom and honor to stink. So don't come and no. Apostle will say, cross all your T's and dot all your I's. And you must be conscious in doing these things because you don't know where God is taking you. That it took somebody 10 years does not mean it will take you 10 years. I was talking in the last Bible school graduation. I said, people talk of dealing. I'm not against it too. But me, I've discovered that if I show up, somehow God elevates me. And I'm enjoying it like that. Paul took 17 years before he was able to write the first book of the New Testament, the book of 1 Thessalonians. But Timothy just showed up at the age of 17 and he was made the bishop of Ephesus. He was ordaining elders. So he mustn't do what Paul, follow the time that Paul followed because he is the disciple of Paul. So you may say, well, I gave my heart to Christ yesterday. Tomorrow God may send you to England and you are the only person that have heard the name of Jesus. So you will need to start the church. So you need to be equipped. Do you understand? You don't know the responsibility God can put on your shoulder. I came to Remnant in 2014 March. Somehow, Reverend Dan had to go to school to do a theological program. And then they said, a few weeks ago, they made me the administrator of the ministry. I had not even read any document about the ministry. So you prepare yourself. You don't know where God is taking you. And you must not be old before things happen. Must not be old. I was telling them here in a prayer meeting, I told them, Timothy was ordaining elders because it's not a function of age. It's a function of grace and the realm that one is open to. Oh, don't take these things for granted. Develop yourself. It's very important. The methodology. In methodology, you must state very clearly where the research was done. Because the idea you are formulating, the data you are gathering, if you shift from one location to another, it may be different. You may come to Makodi and gather 5 churches and you have 3,000 people speaking in tongues. You may go to Afghanistan and gather 30 churches and have 10 people speaking in tongues. So the location determines the kind of result you get from the data. So you must spell out the location so that somebody looking at your work will have an idea the kind of things that are possible and obtainable within that region. So state the location, state the area and the premise. And if you have a map of that region, it's a very wonderful addition. It's oftentimes recommended for academic writing. The map of the location. You scan it and you add it. It's something like that we call a plate. You scan the map and attach it. And then the population and the sampling procedure. How many persons did you capture in your sample? Don't just say, I went to 5 schools in Wadata. How many students did you run your analysis on? It must be stated. And then how did you get them? Was it through discussion? Was it through interview? Was it through questionnaires? All of those details must be captured. Data collection techniques. Sorry. Was it through questionnaires? All of them must be captured. Validation and reliability of instrument. Most times we advise people to come to instructors to help them do this. All right? Because, for instance, even if you are using a simple questionnaire, as simple as a questionnaire is, the questions you may be framing may not bring out your objective. The questions you are framing is supposed to bring out the objective of your work. But you may be looking at the need to pray in a church. But the questions you are asking, at the end of the day, the answers you will get will be giving you how to pray in a church. So your instrument must be validated by people of higher learning in that field. It is the scrutinization and the probing of your instrument of data collection that we call validation of instrument. Are we together? I'm using very simple elementary terms here so that everybody can be carried along. I'm aware not everybody have done project at a higher level. So it's basic things we are looking at. Data analysis and technique. Most likely you'll be using things like mean, standard deviation, and the rest, just to get your results from the field. Most of you will be using mean. But for those who have understanding, I want to step a bit higher, especially for the basic regular class, it will be entertained. When you start, we'll look at it more carefully. If you want to use SPSS, you have the ability, why not? Anything you want to use, so long as you can bring out your result and explain it, we are comfortable with it. Next. Results and discussions. Your results must be very clear and explicit. Very clear and explicit. It should not be vague. The result is what you have succeeded in getting from the field. You know, when you are collecting data, you have primary data, secondary data. Primary data is what you got directly from the field. Secondary data is what somebody else has presented on account of his work. At the end of the day, those things are the fruits. They are the bedrock for any recommendation or conclusion you'll be making. That's what the whole research is targeted as, getting the result. So when you have gotten those results, you should be able to present it in a very clear-cut fashion. Don't try to make it ambiguous by using big languages and hiding the result. Anybody, a layman on the street, should be able to carry it and say, in a church, I met 50 people. 30 people are praying in tongues. 10 are not praying at all. 10 are praying in their understanding. It can be as simple as that. But let the result be very clear. If there's anywhere, any part of your project that should not be complicated, is your result. Even if you cannot analyze the result well, at least the presentation should be clear, so that somebody who looks at it can discern something from the result, even if your own analysis is wrong. And that thing will be helpful to the person. Are we together? It's not a place to begin to tamper with a lot of things. Present it the way you have seen it, in a very simple and clear-cut fashion. Alright? And then conclusions and recommendations. Your conclusions are made from two things: the results you have obtained, and then the information you have gathered from your review of literatures. For example, if somebody comes and says, it's not possible for a believer not to pray, and then you do an analysis of prayer, and then when you went on the field, you discovered there were believers who have not prayed since they gave their hearts to Christ. If you are making your conclusion now, it's not going to be based on what you got from the review of literature alone, and it's not going to be based on what you got from your result alone. You have to combine the two. Are we together? You consider where the person got his analysis from, what time he got the stuff, where you got your own from, and what time. And then you can conclude, it is possible for a believer not to pray, but it is not an absolute reality. Now you have compared two results and you have made a conclusion. That's how we make conclusion. So don't just make conclusion because you went somewhere, spoke with people, and you got this result. If your conclusion betrays the literatures you have reviewed, your project will be challenged. Are we together? And if your result completely align with what was verified before, your project will still be challenged. Because as factors change, a lot of things change. Are we together? So we should be able to identify the trends, and all of these things are in your conclusion. Recommendation is what you feel should be done because you have done the study. Maybe because you did the study and then on account of limitations, you were not able to do some things. And then you now say, let so and so be done so that so and so can be achieved because I was not able to. And then you can even recommend based on what you have found. Because I discovered that people don't like praying in tongues, there should be deliberate prayer meetings organized to get people praying corporately in tongues. These ones now are your own opinions. Are we together? You are now bringing your opinion because of what you have seen. You now have first-hand information, so you can give opinion. Let this be done. Let that be done. Let this be done. Let that be done. Are we together? And even your recommendation can fault your work. Don't try to present your work as the best. You have a lot of limitations. Oftentimes, when you do a postgraduate work, the recommendation they most likely want to see are areas that you would advise that something else should be done. Because they know research never ends. So when you state the areas that more research should be put in, then you have really helped. So that the places where you couldn't go forward, somebody else with better resources, better understanding can come and push it forward. Then we go to referencing. Yeah. This is where a lot of people get it wrong. Big challenge with referencing. Some people don't know how to. Okay, let's just define the concept first. Referencing, this simply means acknowledging your source. Acknowledging what? Your source. Christians are rich in Canada. I've never been to Canada. I have to acknowledge the person that said it. I cannot claim I was the one that made that discovery. So when you acknowledge your source, what you are doing is that you are referencing your source. There are two kinds of references, two schemes of references. Some are done inside the body of the work. When you quoted the person inside, we call it in-text referencing. If you quote inside the body of the work, there is a way you reference. And then there is also bibliography or referencing list at the end of the work. We'll look at those two things. There are two techniques of citation, all right? We'll look at them very briefly. Referencing citation. This is a documentation needed to make your paper acceptable for academic purpose. If your paper does not have people you are citing to have done something before you, your paper will not pass the academic test. Because every knowledge is based on pre-existing knowledge. That's the bedrock in academic writing. It establishes the fact that the information used in the paper did not originate from you. Next, woman of God. Importance of reference. Here is the document now. I'll show you some. Importance of referencing. I highlighted a few there. It prevents plagiarism, taking another person's, claiming another person's work to be your own. I told you it's a crime punishable by law. So referencing is the only way you do away with plagiarism. It gives authoritative sources to your work or your own material or your own reference. It authorizes your work. If you present, for example now, if you were in Living Faith and then you write a project and you quote Bishop Oyedepo, it has passed the test. He's the absolute authority there after Jesus. Do you understand? If you are in the medical field, maybe science field, and then you quote the big guys, you flow. The only thing they'll be checking now is how your work aligns with what you are quoting. So, referencing gives authority to your work. It helps the reader gain access to your source so that they can press for broader insight. When you sourced those things, you were looking for very few things. Your research had definite aim and objective. So when you put your source there, somebody else who wants to do something that is in the relative of what you have done can now get the materials you got because you referenced them and get deeper understanding and deeper insight pertaining what you have done. So they don't joke with referencing in academic writing. And then it facilitates knowledge progression and transition. Because you reference a work, your own work will also be referenced. Do you understand? So over time, you want to do a little thing, and then you connect to many other persons in different age, different dispensation. Because referencing has become a link through which 2, 3, 4 works can be joined together. So it provides a linkage. It scrutinizes and corrects knowledge evolutional inconsistencies. I told you that when you are doing a conclusion, it is based on what you sourced from other authors and your own result. So if before you came, everybody said the road is like this, and nobody actually went there, they were quoting other people. You now came and discovered, no, the road is not like this, it's like this. And then somebody has come and discovered, okay, you were correct. Because we reference, we will now be able to trace the point where the correction was discovered. And then errors that have lasted for long will be corrected. Anybody that quotes, wants to quote me who did my work in 2017 and quote you who did your work in 2015, they will say, he said this in 2015, he said this in 2017, and this is what I found. So the little angular shift will be restored back. And little errors that would have smuggled in over the ages can be corrected. And then it provides access to your work or your research. Because of referencing, you just go online, you click, and then you find it. Some of my publications are online. If you just click the name, pap, it will show. And then you get it. People that have publications here, you check their names on Google, they will show you some of the research works they've done. That's because of referencing. And then it fulfills moral obligation of gratitude. It is wrong for somebody to labor and get a result and you come and claim it. Even if you were not caught, it's bad. Some of the statements people make, they trap those statements after 40 days of dry fasting. And then you come and claim you were the one that said them. It's morally wrong. Some of the informations you have, some people slept in the lab for 30 years. Then you claim you are the one because nobody knows who found it. It is wrong. It is morally wrong. Next. Yes. Referencing styles. These are established systems of referencing with definite rules. Every style has its own rule. Its requirement covers two elements. The in-text citation, that is the one you have inside the body of the work, and then the bibliography or citation list or referencing list, which you have at the end of the work. Go next. Let's see some referencing style. We have the Modern Language Association of America, MLA. It's a referencing style that is predominantly used for modern language, literature, humanity, and other materials in that sphere. We have the Harvard referencing style from Harvard University, used basically for natural sciences. So if you are in natural science, you cannot go and use MLA. That format is not for natural science. That format is for modern language, literature, and humanity studies. If you are doing a work on natural science, then you are confined to use a referencing style that focuses in that area. So Harvard handles natural science, social science, education, and business. We have the APA style. It's American Psychological Association. So if you are in psychology, you can't go and start doing MLA. You use the APA technique. Psychology, education, anthropology, and other social science and behavioral sciences. And then we have the Vancouver. It's for medicine. You can't be a medical student and doing a medical research, and then you want to go and use Harvard. Unless the work you are doing is a work in natural sciences. Do you understand? That's why we say they are definite and established rules. But for the ACS, American Society of Nigeria, American Chemical Society, for chemical researches and the rest. We have definite rules, and I will state the rule and show you how it is used. Are we together? Let me give examples and then tell you how you got those things. If the author's citation comes at the end of a sentence, then it is written in this order. Now, you are writing inside the work. Maybe I wrote that. Dan Megona. Dan Megona is an intelligent scientist, and in 2015 she discovered the cure for cancer in goat. Then I will quote one that I'm going to say, goats can no longer die of cancer. Then I'll come and write. Maybe Dan Megona did that research with 5 people. But as I'm writing inside the material, I can't write the 5 people. I'll now say, Megona et al. Then I'll put the ye. This is an in-text reference. It's inside the body of the work. So if it appears at the end of the sentence, so maybe you are writing something and you said, Apostle Abimelech said the cross is the great divide. It's where the old creation ended and the new beginning began. And that's the end of your sentence. Then you put Osai. If he made that statement in a work that he did with maybe Gideon Odoma and somebody else. Yes, and me. Maybe 3 of us did the work. Won't you promote yourself? 3 of us did the work. Then you come and say, if it is the last statement in the sentence, Osai et al. 2018. That's when the statement was made. Are we together? Example 2. Now, if you notice, the et al. Is italicized. The et al. Is italicized. And there's a full stop after the et al. See these little things. These are the things they follow carefully in academic writing. If this stuff is not italicized and you have spirit-binded your work, if they see 2 of them, you go and open it and remove that page and print it again. There is a dot after the et al. And then there is a date. Are you seeing it? Now, if it appears inside, in between a sentence, in between, authors exist. Apostle Arumel said, you know, I didn't put it, they don't put titles. Authors exist. So let's be careful. Authors exist. You will open bracket and put this. Osai et al. 2018. And close it. So let's be careful. You want to say we should be careful because authors exist. But you don't have the authority to say authors exist. So before you say be careful, you now wrote authors exist. And that authors exist, it was a group of people that did the research. So as you write authors exist, you have to reference those people so that the person reading the work will not mistake you to be the one who is saying authors exist. You are actually saying, these people say authors exist, so let's be careful. Are you seeing the sequence? In that case, you will put the whole thing in bracket. Are we together? I'm taking time to show you. Because when you want to do the project, that's when you will need it. Example 3. Academic work. If all the authors are the same in 2 or more references, arrange them in chronological order. Let's look at this now. Here, the authors are the same, right? But they wrote in different years. See, maybe Apostle Arume, Gideon Odoma, and Reverend Dan Ogidi did the work. Okay? But they did a work on prayer in 2017. They did a work on prayer in 2018. And then you quoted those 2 things they did. Right? Instead of quoting them, put 2017. Quote them, put 2018 again. Since the people are the same, you just quote them and then put the age in chronological order. The date that the work was done. They are the same people. They did the same thing. Maybe they said in 2017, they said prayer is man giving legal permission for God to find expression on earth. In 2018, they said the same thing. And you are using the same quote. And it's the same people. Inside your work, you now say, prayer is man giving God legal permission or giving heaven legal permission for earthly interference. As you write the name, you now put the 2 years, but you put them in chronological order. The first year comes before the second year. Do you see that? And then if it is at the end of the sentence, you write the 2 names outside, comma. It's only the date that you put in bracket. You put the whole thing, don't follow, higher. Are we together? So, this one is for the same authors doing the same work but in different years. So, you write the name the way you wrote it first, but you put the years in chronological order. Is that clear? I'll give you, when I give you the material to look at, you will see some examples in a more detailed fashion. Example 4. If more papers or books by the same author has appeared in a given year, in 1 year, this is the way you do it. Maybe these two guys, they wrote 2 different books in 1 year, and then they published it on the same media house. Maybe they published it in Harvard, right? And then you quote one of the book. Since the years are the same, the book that came first, you attach the alphabet. So Osai and Odoma 2018 A. If it's the second one, it will be 2018 B. If it's the third one, it will be 2018 C. So in the first case, we are dealing with different years. So we put the years in chronological order. In the second case, we are dealing with the same year but numerous materials. So we put the material, we use alphabet to distinguish which and which came first. Are we together? Prayer altar, prayer patterns, prayer procedure, and you are writing on prayer. And you quoted the first one, prayer altar. You indicate A, since it's the first. Is that okay? Example 5. All authors must be listed in the reference list for each reference, followed by their surnames, followed by the initials of their surnames or the initials of their names. Now, look at this. If it's a singular work, you know, we are using et al because there are many. But if it's only one person, you write the person's name and then you, the rest will be in initials. You don't need to put the name as full names. So you won't say Arome Osai. Alright? You say Osai A. Are you getting that? Now, if it is his son and he has maybe Osai Joshua Junior is attached to his name, it will appear like this. Osai Joshua Junior. Now, if... Am I being fast? Hope I've not lost you. Hope I have not lost you. These things are a bit... If I lose you now, we have problem when you are writing the project. If I've lost you, call me back. Call me back and I will explain again. And again. And again. If the author has other appendices after his name, you attach them after their initials. Alright? This is Ogbe, Innocent, Godsent. But in their clan, they bear the same name. This tree now means third generation. So his grandfather is Ogbe, Innocent, Godsent, one. Have you heard those type of people? Yes, King Alechenu, one. Alechenu, two. So assuming that Ogbe is the third, when you are referencing him, you won't remove the initials. Ogbe IG. Then you will add this so that we know which of the Ogbe did the work. The reason is because they want to appreciate the exact person that did the work. They don't want to assume. So you state as much as possible to get the person that provided the labor. Okay. It's where. Now, this is the general equation for writing or for putting the reference in the reference list at the end of the work. All of these things I'm showing you from here to here, these ones are for inside your text. Right? The ones that have only the date in bracket, they are the end of the sentence. The ones that have both the name and the date in bracket, they are inside the sentence. You get the difference? If there are two, you use et al. If it is one, no need for et al. And then if they are appendices, you attach them to their names. Are we together? Now, at the back, these things you have quoted here, you will quote the full thing at the back. The full thing will be written at the back. Now, at that time, you give all the details. And for Harvard style, this is the protocol you will follow. One, you write the author's name, and then you put a full stop. You write the year in bracket, and then you put a full stop. You write the title of the work, and then you put a full stop. You write the journal that published it, which is Harvard. If it's Vancouver, you put it. If it's Upper, you put it. You write the journal, and then you put a comma. And then the volume in the journal, they will tell you that on the work, you see it, there was either volume 3, volume 4, volume 5. You will indicate the volume. And then if the number of that journal is present in the work, put it in bracket. But if it's not present, no problem. Then you use a column. Then you put the name of the journal house in capital letters and you italicize it. If you have opened a book, you discover that all of these ones, you will just see them, write them like that. They are scattered. It's not a mistake. They are not just scattering there. It's a format they are following. You put the journal house in uppercase and you italicize it. Then you put the page number. This kind of reference is for a full book. If it's a book, if it's a whole book you are referencing, maybe the Bible. You are going to put the name of the author. You are going to put the title. You are going to put who published the Bible. You are going to put the volume. If it's King James, you put the volume that you are using. You are going to put the page where you did the works from. Are you seeing this? Now, if this is for a material that was published, maybe you have a material. This one is for a book. This one is for a material that was published on another site. That material is not the whole material you use. It is a part of it you use. This is the format you follow. You put the names of the author. You put the years. You put the title of the project. You put the IN number. You put the book title. You put the volume, the city where it was published, and the page number. Now, when you are writing page number, you don't just write anyhow you want. This is the format for writing page number. If what you use was page 1 to 4, PP full stop 1-4. Anybody that sees it knows that you use from page 1 to page 4. If you use only page 4, P.4, there are many pages, but you is page 4 only you used. If it is 100 pages you used, from page 1 to 100, 100 PP. Are you seeing that? The total pages, the book is made up of 100 pages and you use 100 pages. 100 PP, that means you use the whole pages in the book. All of these things are sequences in presenting your work. I'll give you the materials, you look at them in details. Where you are confused, you come, we'll look at it. But your work must be presented according to the rules. It must be presented what? According to the rules. You have a challenge, you come, we'll explain better and in much details. Next. And then we say thanks for listening. We are done with academic work. Thank God. We'll take questions from 5 to 6. Or people have questions now. Usually what we do is, you know, when one person asks question, another person gets inspiration. Another person asks, inspiration comes. So we want you to document questions. But me, I'm sure most of the questions you have will be on biblical matters. Because you are spiritual men. And your burden is for scriptures and for the spirit realm. That's why I was even casual about it. But if you have questions, you can write them down. 5 to 6, we'll look at the questions. But for now, we need to pray for another 1 hour. After the prayers, I'll give a charge. And then we'll do a short impartation. And we'll go home. Prophets, help us. When I was doing academic writing in my undergraduate days, GST 114 and 116, I didn't attend the lecture once. Every time I go, I'll be sleeping. So I decided I will read this course 1 week to the exam. One day I was just strolling around the convocation square and I heard a woman teaching the course. And she would just say, bibliography. I was like, what's she calling? The bibliographic citation. I don't know if she studied abroad. Hi. The way she was calling the name, I fell in love with the thing. I now came, I said, which course is this? They now say, it's GST-115. What? GST-115. That was when the love came. I went and carried, teaching this kind of thing, people have skill for it. That's what I'm saying. People have skill, it's boring. But you must do it. You must do it. So it's not a function of whether you like it or not. It's a function of what you must do if you must be relevant in your world. That's why I told you that discipline is important. Discipline is what? Very important. When I did my postgraduate work, I was praying. Even the last time I went to submit, I was praying that they shouldn't see some things. Because I got tired. You reference close to 300 authors, and some people, their work is that they will follow page by page. And all the names and the date, they will write them. Then they will go to the back and start checking. If it's not there, even if you have spirit bind there, they will say, go and remove it. And they owe you no apology. These guys, they like it. So let's pray for 1 hour.
Hallelujah. Please, this be on our feet. Stretch your hands, stretch your legs. I know we are tired. Praise God. Let's begin to thank God for this great lecture today. Let's begin to thank God for this great lecture. Begin to appreciate the name of the Lord for this great lecture we had today. Begin to appreciate His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We worship your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallowed be your name. We appreciate you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Be thou exalted. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We bless your holy name. Hallowed be your name. We thank you. We thank you for this class. We thank you for the privilege to be here. We worship your name, O God. Appreciate the name of the Lord. Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. It's such a privilege to be part of this program. Appreciate His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We worship your name. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. Appreciate His holy name. Appreciate His holy name. Shaka prata prata barata balata babo shanta bregade. E parakata babo shaka prata barata balata babo de bare prosa. Shaka prata barata balata babo shanta bregade balata barata babo shanta bregade balakatwa. E palande babo shaka prata balata balata babo de bare barata babo shaka prata barata. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise for this great privilege, for this great opportunity you have given us to be part of this program today for enlightenment. For enlightenment. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hagalata balata babo shaka brata balaka toa e palande babo de bare prosa papreskate shaka pa e parakata balata babo shanta brata balaka toa e palata babo shaka brata de bare prosa e palande barata balata baboria e palakata barata shaka brata balata balata e brata brata balata balata baboria e brata brata shaka brata balata balata baboria e parakata balata balata de bare prosa shanta brata e Shaka barata baboria, shaka barata balata babode bare prosa, shaka barata baboria, shaka pa, e barata barata babo, shaka bregade, e palande babode bare prosa, shabalande, shabalande, shabarata balata babo, shaka bregade, e barakata barata balaka barata, e barakata barata barata, e barakata barata barata, e barakata barata barata, e prata baboria, shaka prata baboria, e prata barata baboria, shaka bregade, shaka compre. E prata babo de bade, e parakata balata de bare prosa, hagalata balata balata, hagalata balata balata, hagalata balata balata, hagalata balata balata, hagalata de bare. Oh Father, we give you praise, oh God. We worship your name. We worship your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallowed be your name. Be thou exalted. Be thou exalted. Exalt his holy name. Exalt his holy name. Oh, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Exalt his holy name. There is no other God like him. There is none that compare with him. There is none that can be compared with our God. E para kata barata baboria. E para kata shaka brata baboria. E para tabalata babosha daragade. E para de babosha kabrata barata. Shaka brata de bare prosa. Shanta brata 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 brata. Shanta brata 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 brata. Shanta brata 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 brata. Shanta brata brata brata. Shanta brata brata brata. Shanta brata brata brata. Shanta brata brata brata. E para E parakata balata babode bare prosa shaka brata baboria shaka brata de bade shaka brata balakatwa e parata babo shaka bragade shaka brata baboria shaka brata de bare prosa akaya to semene akaya to barata baboria agalata balata de bare prosa pa preska de bade shaka brata baboria shaka brata de bare prosa e parla de balata baboria e parlata balato e parlata balato e parlata balato e parlata balato Le parata barata baboria, shaka brata de bare prosa, barata babo, barata babo, barata babo, barata babo, barata babo, barata babo, barata baboria, barata babo, shaka brata baboria, e brata brata, 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 shaka pata pata pata, shaka pata pata pata, shaka pata pata pata, shaka Pata pata pata, shaka pate pate pa. E para kata baboria, e para kata de bade. Shanta bregade, e para ta bregade, e para de babo de bade. Agalata bulata barata baboria, agalata balata babo. E para kata, e para kata, e para kata, e para kata. Shaka prata baboria, shanta prata babo de bade. Agalata balata balata, agalata balata balata, agalata balata balata, agalata balata balata, agalata balata balata. Agalata balata balata, agalata balata balata, e parata baboria, e parande baboria, shaka brata babode bare prosa, me cosa, me cosa, me cosa, me cosa, me cosa, me cosa, ai ka pa 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 pa, 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 baraka pena, baraka pena, baraka pena, e parakata babo. E paraka barata baboria shanda regade e parla de barata e parande babode bade agalata balata balata agalata babode bade balata babo agalata balata 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 agalata balata babode bade balata e prakata baboria shanda regade e parata babode bare prosa pa pa leski pa e prata babo shanda regade prakata de bade balata babo a prata babo shanda regade e parla de baboria e parata Baboria, e para kata balata, e para ta balata, shaka pata baboria, e para te babo, e para te balata, e para te babo, e para te babo, e para te babo, e para te babo, shaka pata pata, 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 e para kete, e para kete, e para kete, e para kete. Shabala de Baboria, E Pala Catabara de Baboria, E Paracata Balata Baba, E Paracata Balata Baba, E Paracata Balata Baba, Perezo, Perezo Balata, Batera Banana Badoria, Santa Brigade, E Palacata, Parata Baboria, Santa Branda Baba, 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 E Pala We worship your name, O God. We worship your name, Jesus. Be thou exalted, be thou exalted. Be thou glorified, O God. Be thou glorified, Jehovah. Be thou glorified. We thank you for this privilege. We thank you for this great opportunity. We thank you for this great privilege, O God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We say thank you. We say thank you for this great privilege. For this great privilege, oh God. We say thank you. We say thank you. Hey, prakata barata. Hey, prata shaka brata babori. Janda bragade. Hey, parata babo. Janda brata barakatwa. Hey, parakata barata. Parata babo. Janda bragade. Hey, parade babo de bareposa. Akalata balata balata. Akalata balata balata. Akalata balata balata. Abrata. Appreciate his holy name for this great privilege. For this great privilege he has given unto us. For this great privilege he has given unto us at this time and season, at this hour. Appreciate the name of the Lord. Worship his name. Worship his name for this great privilege he has given us, and for the great instructor, the great lecturer, for finding his time to come and teach us what we did not know. Appreciate the name of the Lord for giving us such a great instructor, for giving us such a great instructor, for imparting us such knowledge, the knowledge which we did not know. Appreciate his name. Appreciate the name of the Lord. He parakata baburi. Shaka brata barata baburi. He parata babu. Shaka brata de bari prosa. Shaka barata baburi. He parakata babu. Shaka brakade. He parata baburi. Shaka barata babu. Barata de bari prosa. Shaka brakade. E parla de babori, parla cata brataye, shaka parata babori, e parla cata babori, e parla cata de bade, hagalata de bade prosa, shaka parata babori, e parata babo, shaka bragade, e parla de babo, shaka brato, shaka brato, shaka brato, pata pata, shaka pata, parata babore bade prosa, shaka parata babore bade prosa, e parla cata babori. Barata babo shada bragade, e bala de babori, shaka brata brata, bala kata barata, barata babo shada brata brata babori, e bala de babori, shaka pata, shaka pata, shaka pata, shaka pata, shaka pata, e barata, barata babore bore prosa, agalata balata balata, agalata balata balata, e brata brata, barata babo, barata babo, barata babo, barata balata, e brata brata. Shaka bata, barata baboria, patresta de bade, e bala de baba, barata babore bore prosa, barata pera, e paracata, e paracata, e paracata. barakata babori shaka barata babo e pala ne babore bare prosa shaka barata baboria hakalata balata barata baboria e prata baboria barakata shata brakada e pala de baboria barata babo shata brakada e pala kata de bare prosa oh
Yeah.
Elabra lata, elatua, elshilata, erinde kabondeka, elabala, Come upon us, Father, Elababa, by your spirit, Elikabala, Elababakabo, Bakabrakabo, 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 Elababakabo, Elikabala, Elababakabo, Elikabala, Elababakabo, Elikabala, 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 Elikabala,
Elikabala, Elikabala, Elikabala,
Elikabala, Power in heaven, a land of cover, a land of
The Bible said he gave them power to become. That's the power to become everything unlinkable that God has designed for you. Can you press more? Malan de Koba, a ripapa, Bacabrata, Bacabrata, Bacalan de Coliata, a licon de Bosatua, a rabba balata bracadia, a lin de Bolicaba, Malan de Cobo Satua, a rabba, a conta palia, a satua, a ripa bacalia, a landa bracatua, Malanda bracadia, a licon de Brocotia, a satua, ripa baba, Bacabrata, Bacabratua, a landa bracabon de Colia, a lin de Cobo Satua, a la baba, ripa bala de Bradia, a lin de Cobo Satua. We give you praise. Elikatwa malande kobo shatwa eriba balande kobalia elende kobo.
You need to be smart. You need to be discerning. The Holy Ghost is beginning to go beyond our plans. Don't be stereotyped. You should know when the atmosphere is changing and the movements have begun, and you should align accordingly. The Spirit of God is beginning to descend already. We are waiting for the time you designated, you may lose out. Because his ways are not our ways. As we pray now, we are going to consciously begin to channel our heart to the Lord for a downpour of his Spirit. Sister Sadia will lead us in the worship. And then we'll begin to continue the tongues. Something is moving already.
I have entered where the high priest lives. I have entered the Holy of Holies through Yeshua, who is the Word of God. Through Yeshua, who is the high priest. Through my Jesus, through his blood, I belong to the family of Yahweh. I am standing on the covenant of Yahweh. I am standing on the altar of Jerusalem. Yeshua, who is the high priest, true my Jesus, true his blood.
Lift up your hands toward heaven. Lift up your hands toward heaven. Begin to pour out your heart desires now. We are beginning to experience a shift. It's not every time that the Spirit of God moves. They are called Kairos moments. Kairos moment. Opportune moments in the Spirit. What makes men of advantage is their ability to discern the movements in the Spirit. The Bible said at a certain time, the angel of the world, the Lord will trouble the waters. And the first that enters is healed of whatever infirmities. When the waters are troubled, man of understanding knows that it is time to die. Pour your hearts now. Higher. Alle, 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 hallelujah. Alle. Alle, alle, alleluia. Alle, alle, alle.
Alle, 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 alleluia.
Alle, alle.
Alle, 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 alleluia.
Alle, alle, alle.
Alle, 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 alleluia.
Alle. Can we be quiet? It's not every time that is violent. Just quietly. Precious Holy Spirit, breathe upon your people now. Breathe on your people now. Let the garment of fire be worn upon people that you are raising to be intercessors. Let the eyes of men open. Men that you are raising to be gatekeepers. Men that will hold the fort when darkness permeates the borders of the land. Lord, let your hand descend and touch them now. Touch them now. Very quietly, quietly. Privacy of your heart. It's not the violence that makes the difference. It's the movement of the Spirit in your heart. Precious Holy Spirit. Touch. 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 Touch, Holy Ghost. Precious Holy Spirit. Can you give me sound on the keyboard? Can you play the song for me on the keyboard? Very softly. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Touch. Quietly, quietly. Don't try to create any impression. Just allow the Spirit of God to overwhelm you for the first time. Don't force it. Allow Him. A lot of gimmicks. Making people do things. No. That's not where change comes from. Quietly. Just try to discern Him from your spirit. A still walk with the Holy Ghost do, and He will cut it short in righteousness. Quietly. Sometimes what you think is spirituality is not what spirituality is. It has always been your thought and your emotions. Allow the Holy Ghost to do a work in you. Very quietly. In the privacy of your heart. Just stay focused. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch. Just commune with Him in your heart. Gently. Some of you, yokes will be broken. Yokes, strongholds. Things that you have struggled with for a long time. You just see them melting like a mountain. Melting. Yokes will break. Sometimes we are too noisy. When He wanted to walk on Adam, He made him sleep. Sometimes you need to be quiet so that that thing can be removed. We have seen violence several places that amounted to nothing. All kinds of display amounting to nothing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your servant.
allow the Holy Ghost to deal with you in your own peculiar way. Don't be pressured by anything. Touch. Touch, touch, touch. As he's working on you, a point will come. You'll discover you can't bear the weight again. The weight of glory will increase until it will become too heavy for you. Then the fountains of living waters will burst out of your belly. And then you will know you were not, it's not a man that manipulated you. You were sucked into a realm. You were sucked. You were sucked into a realm. In the quietness and the privacy of your heart. Some of you will find yourself weeping. Your heart is breaking. A stronghold of iniquity, stronghold of pride, stronghold of arrogance. The Holy Ghost comes in that privacy and walks on you. Some of you, he places gifts and graces upon your life in that quietness of his spirit. Where no man manipulated, no sound orchestrated. You just felt a breeze, the atmosphere of his life and of his presence. Lord, I've seen the purity of your soul. He visits you now. Visits you now. Visits you now. Seasons have come, a day. If we never come to pass, let the weaknesses, the limitations be taken away. Those thoughts that make her feel is for some mighty and special people and limits her from entering into those things that you show her. I push her now by the prophetic. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. Mercy, mercy. Om Rasiko Rahadi Alakimara Tamas. The waters begin to gush out like a fountain of living waters. Those things the Lord have been revealing to you, the seasons to enter has come. Seasons have come. The devil has fought you many times with sickness, with infirmity to distract you. But the hand of God becomes stronger upon you and brings you into the purposes of God concerning your life. Such as was written before the foundations of the world. He comes. He cometh. He cometh. The Lord cometh. Elama samelo meramata. Kaile la muri namasama kori. Esome la mahamaya. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Touch. 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 Ayayayakaya.
Hallelujah.
We worship His Majesty.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Living God, come and run my life.
The They pursue after knowledge. They pursue after lofty words. For the elderly, the aged ones in grace, they go find the presence and they sleep there. They stay in the presence. They stay in the presence. Moses was in the presence for 40 days. And when he came out, the Bible said he listened that his face shone like the sun. He had dwelt in immortality for long. The presence has descended. You stay there. You stay there. You stay there. Sometimes you are arrested in your room. And you stay in your room from morning to evening. Not that you are praying. You are not praying. You are not studying. You are just arrested. And you stay there. And then you come out with strange kind of strength and ability that you cannot explain. They are the dynamics of spirit life. They are the mysteries that have been put in place for our glory.
Come on my life, Spirit of the living God. Come on my life, Yahweh.
Mighty.
on your throne.
My God, that is who you are.
I worship you. You are here, meeting every need.
I worship you.
I worship you. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You're a way maker, say, way maker. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are, you are, way maker, Lord. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Lord, we lift your name on high. We lift your name on high. Holy, holy, on high.
We lift your name.
Lord, we lift your name on high. We lift your name on high. Holy, holy Adonai.
Something to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is our hope. It's our hope. Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans. He said, but I will send you another comforter. Say, he will be with you and will guide you into all truths. Without the Holy Ghost, we are orphans. We are lost. We are helpless. We are hopeless. And he did not come to do his own business. He came to do the biddings of Jesus. A man who doesn't know the Holy Spirit is like an orphan. He's lost in this world. You know him. Can you just appreciate him? Tell him something beautiful. I love the Holy Ghost. I reverence the Holy Ghost. I worship the Holy Ghost. I rely on the Holy Ghost. I depend on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is my life. It's everything I live for. Oh, precious Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost was the one that made it possible for Jesus to fulfill his ministry. Even when Jesus died, he died in the Holy Ghost. He gave up his spirit in the Holy Ghost. And we have the same Holy Spirit. Make it a practice to talk to him consciously like a friend. He is beyond feelings. Know him. Your life, the difference between life and death, a time will come, it will depend on the whisper from the Holy Spirit. What you call breakthroughs, a time will come when it will depend and it will be based on a whisper from the Holy Ghost. Every progress you make in life is a direct impact of the Holy Spirit on your life. Who do you cast your burdens and your cares on? It's the Holy Spirit. He's the Jesus that you interact with. He's everything. I love the Holy Ghost. And we obey the Holy Ghost. And we walk with the Holy Ghost. And we live by the Holy Ghost. Jesus knew this secret so much that everything he did was based on the Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, even when Jesus was about to leave this world, the Bible said he gave commandments to the disciples through the Holy Spirit. It was by the Spirit that he gave commandments. He talked by the Spirit. He walked by the Spirit. He lived by the Spirit. Make it a conscious practice to always engage the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give the Lord a big hand. You may be seated. This was not the direction of the meeting. The man of God began leading prayers and he stumbled on something. And what wisdom demanded we do was to follow. Every other thing we want to teach, without the input of the Holy Ghost, will be another information. I was thinking, I will gather my soul for the last session and come up with a blast. But you see, sometimes the meeting is not about you. It's about Jesus. So he was just leading prayers and the Holy Ghost seeped into the hall. It will be foolishness for me to key the move and say when I come up. He chooses how he enters and through whom he enters. So opening the window, we had to just follow. I wanted to come up with the word of the Lord mightily and have a thunderous atmosphere here, but the Holy Ghost seeped in through the gate that he found in the Spirit. And it was a quiet impartation. You may not know what has happened to you. If you are not schooled in the Spirit, you won't understand a lot of things. Where men receive the strongest of graces are in the presence of the Father. You don't access it all the time. You can go and pray in tongues for 10 hours. The anointing may be stirred on your inside. You may even feel it literally. But it's not every time an atmosphere comes down and clothes people. When God does that, he's trying to birth something from their inside. That's why the Bible says, it says, repent and turn to God. It says, for times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Father. Say, have you not heard? Has it not been told to you that the everlasting God fainteth not, neither is he weary? He said, he giveth power to the faint. And unto them that have no might, he increaseth strength. He said, even the youth shall be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord, they are the ones that found the presence and stayed there. He said, they shall mount up with wings like the eagles. They shall run, they shall not be weary. They shall walk, they shall not faint. The secret of strength is entering into the presence of the Father. That's why every time you may be praying, you have your routine, your program. Anytime you sense that the presence of God has come down, just forget everything you are doing. Even if you want to sleep, sleep there. If you wake up and the atmosphere is still there, tarry. Tarry until it lifts. The things God come to put into men, they are done in the presence. That's why men that do dangerous things in the kingdom, they are called men of the presence. If you access this realm for long, a point comes when you are doing your thing, other things will be happening. That presence becomes your partner. You partner with the immortals. You'll be doing something, you are talking, then things are happening, things are happening, things are. These were the kind of atmosphere that people like Catherine Kuma sustained for long. There were times where they say she would stay in it for 18 hours. And Catherine Kuma is just entering a meeting and people are pouring on the ground. Not because they are just overwhelmed. As they wake up, they are healed. She's just preaching and sometimes you say, oh, the Holy Ghost is there. And then people rise up from the witch. He's there now. He's there now. She's a woman of the presence. It makes you to become an extraordinary person. When you are in the presence of God, you even forget your needs. So you check, you discover nobody was asking God for anything. You are just arrested there. Sometimes you are quiet. You don't even know what you are thinking. You hear men like apostles tell you that they were arrested in the room for 5 hours. There was no plan. There was no agenda. But they understand how the spirit realm works. Every time you find this thing, keep yourself there. Let every other schedule be shut down. What we plan to do is different, but he came to do something else.
and we give him glory because he surpasses us in wisdom. It's in eternity that we'll find out what he did today. But if you go and you discover anything happening in your life, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Things happen in the presence. We'll take questions for 15 minutes and the class will be brought to a close by 5 p.m. What I wanted to teach were the pillars of the faith. Or maybe you know it, so God didn't want me to waste my time. I wanted to teach you the pillars of the faith. Maybe I won't teach the subject. But you look at it. If it's something you know before, then you say, okay, no challenge. If you know it before, just nod like this. Then we know that, okay, that's why. The pillars of the faith. But for those who are in the basic class, when I take introduction to theology and church history, I will touch it. And then I will do the works of the Father. Where is Dan Megona now? Dan Megona. Come and do this, your magic again. Hey! Those are some of the things that God has boycotted. The first, I would have shown you the scope and the effect of the fall. How the atrium was open to the demonic, how there was change in status, there was mutation of the nature and of spiritual senses, there was loss of government, and there was death. I would have shown you the purpose of the law. I would have shown you the meaning of sin. Then we go to the pillars of redemption. It's called the doctrine of Christ. And I've looked at the God-man, why Jesus had to be God, in order to procure redemption, and why he had to be man, the proofs and the significance, and I've shown you the significance of the blood, the significance of the death, significance of the resurrection, significance of the ascension, and the significance of the enthronement. But the Lord knows that you know it. You are established in this truth. So I will release the material to the class prophet. So that those of you that know it, you just look at the scripture again and remind yourself. Is that okay? But obviously we can't do that again. We were in the presence. What we receive is what we need. We don't need this one now. That's what we need. So we'll take a few questions. I also wanted to show you the reward in the afterlife. But nothing.
Thank you. do evangelism like Paul. Paul is not doing evangelism because Jesus said, go into the world. Paul has seen the glory of God. So that thing drives him. It is the presence that we seek him. That's when we encounter him. That's when we go higher and gain status and stature. You may hear all the messages of the man of God. That's where we have trapped it with. As we go home, your quiet place, create it again. Sometimes it's not about tongues. The thing is communication, it's not monologue, it's dialogue. When you have spoken in tongues for 5 hours, wait there. You have created an atmosphere, wait. Let the one you spoke to speak back. Sometimes you will have to wait for another 5 hours. It's a thing. So when you create the atmosphere, you wait. The reason you are feeling in tongues but you are not seeing things happening is because you go and talk and go. Your goal is to be kind. Your goal is not to fellowship. Take your time. Forget this morning. By the time you enter into it again, I want you to know that you don't know God. Know God the way the Bible says you should know. Because if you know God the way the Bible says you should know, you will have the result that the Bible speak about. Jesus said, knowing this first, no prophecy of the scriptures of any individual application. Only men of God speak as they were doing. Every other thing you hear can pray, but not one God the scriptures can pray. So do it the way of faith, and that's where you have a problem. Let's take questions. A few questions before we close. You know, today is not a doctrinal teaching. It was not his spiritual complication. He just decided to learn how to take advantage of the media platform to have around us to advance the kingdom. I don't know why God was so grateful to this. Just like people gather. But you see, the Bible says, they that love the name of the Lord, they gathered and they spoke among themselves, and the book of memorial was full for them to help. So maybe because we are doing it for the goals of the kingdom. Oh, we are good. Good. So let me take these questions and then if they are questions.
Well, thank you so much for your time and everything you have done for us today. We are grateful. I have a little question based on the thesis writing section of your class. In the abstract, that's using the sample of your work in 2015, you stated that you used statistical analysis was done using me. I think it's supposed to be, how you carried out the analysis, is it manually or Excel or you used a software or SPSS or something. So instead of just saying statistical analysis.
You know why I use that?
No.
Because we are dealing with students in the basic class here.
Okay.
So I had to go to the least that anybody can understand, even if you were to be someone that have left secondary school. Of course, you know, if you are doing a thesis, your abstract should be more than 2 pages if it's a PhD work. Master's degree work is a minimum of a page and all of that. Even your result details will be captured. So what I presented there is the least possible, so that anybody that see it will have an idea of what we are saying. But by the time we go into the work in details, we'll elaborate on some things. And the technique that we will prescribe is based on the mode or the technique that you have applied in analyzing your result.
The last question is, under literature review, I want to ask, can we cite non-Christian sources for our literature review, just in case there is some form of link or something
it depends on the point you want to make.
Okay.
You could be writing a project on a topic that have been a subject of debate. So you might necessarily need to quote some atheists in order to show their folly and in order to show their errors. You can even quote a Muslim to show the error or to show where he has misunderstanding or disagreement between his faith and the faith of and between his faith and your faith. So you can quote anything. It just depends on the point you are making out of your quote.
Okay. Thank you.
In the Bible, they quoted Satan now. Satan too was quoted. Hope you know the quote, Satan that was quoted there was gotten by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. If not, how will you know? Were you on the mountain with Jesus? Did Jesus narrate it? So it was the Holy Ghost that was quoting Satan for the people that wrote the scripture. This is what Lucifer said. This is what Satan said. Not even Lucifer. This is what Satan said on the mount. So that you will have understanding. Romans 15:4 said the things that were written aforetime, they were written for our learning, so that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So all scriptures are given for inspiration, by inspiration. They are given for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that the man of God may be perfected, thoroughly furnished unto every good works. So they had to quote Satan, so you know the temptation Jesus went through. And if I was talking about, if I had talked about the mutation of our nature on account of the fall, I would have shown you why that temptation took place and what Jesus achieved by the temptation. We thank God for the presence of God. We thank God. No. Tomorrow we will gist among ourselves. But it's not part of the program. Yes. Give him microphone, please. So that others can hear his question. Okay, there's a question. Wait, let's gather this question so that when one person asks question, another one gets inspiration. How many people have questions? Even if it's something bothering you that we can look at, if it's not something that has a very big theological implication, because I know there are theologians here, there are preachers here, there are keepers of doctrines here. So if it's not something that is big, that is even beyond my scope, then we'll talk about it, and then you can also contribute. So who has question? Felix lifted his hand. Okay, you wanted to contribute something. Why not? Give him mic. Let him contribute quickly before.
Praise the Lord.
Sit down.
On the other topics that was on the slide, I don't know if you can have an arrangement.
Sir?
The other topics we couldn't touch on.
Yes.
I don't know if you can have an arrangement so that we could go through them. It would be very beneficial if you can have an arrangement.
Maybe I'll give you the materials.
Apart from the material.
You want us to meet if you and handle mind. That topic?
Yes, maybe we'll look for a free period where we can...
Do you people still do that, your prayers and impartation? You can't do it again, no. Because basic ends on Wednesday, regular begins on Thursday. It's a challenge, though. Okay, let's see how it goes. If the hunger is sustained for a long time, then it means you need it. Then we'll look at it. If the hunger is sustained, but if after 2 days you forget, then we'll know that it's out of impulse. How many people want us to do it again? To do that part that was submitted? Okay, we'll do it when there is time. Tomorrow? Some people here are pastors. So they will come back from church and they'll be tired. Do you know why I'm here? Is because I can't dodge. I preach for 2 days stretch in Unizik. Then I entered a vehicle and traveled for 9 hours and came back yesterday. And then I didn't sleep till 4 a.m. Because most of the documents I had, I came and discovered... Me and my brother here, we are in the same place. That's Pastor Hillary's younger brother. I was awake till 4 this morning to put these documents together. Because I don't know whether demons came and chewed them from the laptop. No, demons are terrible beings. But, okay, let's see. Maybe tomorrow evening. How many persons can be here tomorrow evening? Maybe just 2 hours. But these people run on diesel. See, it's a burden. The thing is a burden. And there's choir rehearsals. And there are other meetings. You know what will happen? After prayers on Monday, we will sit and gist and deliberate on it. It must not be an official ministration.
Sir? I didn't get that. Okay, see what will happen. Let the two class prophets get those who are interested. This one is not compulsory. Get those who are interested. It's the pillars of redemption. Actually, you need to know it. Because that's where the faith, that's what the faith rests on. You can pray and even become a seer, but you may not have understanding of what the faith is. When we say the faith, you may not know it. They are pillars of redemption. The two class prophets, basic, regular, inquire among yourself, find out those who are interested, get a date that will not clash with your program. Let me know. Me, I'm always around. Even if I have a meeting in US, I will cancel it. I pray the Lord will help me to cancel it. Yes, let's get the question.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Please, sir, can you throw more light on the spiritual senses?
Is it the category I spoke about or generally on spiritual senses? There are many senses in the spirit too. Do you understand? There are many senses. In fact, there's a school of thought that say there are five senses in the spirit. The same way you have five senses in the natural. There are scriptures where you hear that Jesus perceived their thought. That's a knowing. There are places where you see that the spirit of a man actually traveled from him and went to where the thing happened. So the senses, they are so diverse. Alright? But I decided to break it into three categories just to show you how the spirit, the soul, and the body are networked. Do you understand? Two, three senses can work at the same time with your intuition. Two, three senses can work at the same time with your emotion. Two, three senses can work at the same time with the communion. Do you get? All of those things are there. But I just categorize them into three so that you know how the spirit, the soul, and the body are networked. Okay? And then the gifts of the spirit works with your spiritual senses. Let me show you. There are many senses. There are basically five spiritual senses. There is a sense of hearing in the spirit. There is a sense of seeing in the spirit. There is a sense of smell. Only that these ones are not common. Okay, see what I'll do now. Yes, I have the solution now. I'll give you this material by Peter Tan. Hope you know the Bible said that the aroma of Christ comes out of us as a sweet smelling savour. Christ, it comes out like a sweet smelling savour. It is a sense of smell that makes you able to perceive that aroma. If you are somebody that is strong in the discernment of spirit, you can perceive demons. You can literally perceive the smell of demons. But you have to be very strong in the gift of the discernment of spirits. Right? Seeing in the spirit is not, sometimes not with your eyes. I've seen vision before with my real eyes. I don't know if somebody else have seen like that before. Have you seen vision? That's what we call open vision. Your eyes are open like this. You are not in a trance and then you see something. Have you seen that before? That one, what happens is that the reality in the spirit receives permission to manifest in the natural so you can see it. So it's this eye. But there are other times when you see something that is invincible because the spiritual senses of the eyes are activated. Do you get that? So you can see those things in the spirit. Ezekiel said, I was among the captives by the river Kabar, and I saw visions of God. There were a lot of prisoners there, but only him saw. That was the eyes of the spirit. He was not perceiving. It was not a knowing. He saw the Lord. But no other person there saw him. The sense of hearing, it gives you ability to distinguish voices in the spirit. Jesus stood and said, now is the voice came from heaven. And people heard the sound. And they say, some say it thundered. Others say an angel spoke. That's John chapter 12 verse 31. Jesus said it's for you that this voice came. But the people that it came for did not understand. But as it pertains to the assignment of Jesus, Jesus said, this thing affects my own assignment in threefold. First, he said, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this cosmos be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to myself. What that utterance brought to Jesus was those three spheres. For his own destiny.
The other people that could not perceive, we don't know what the voice is meant for. So they lost. When Jesus sent out the 10 apostles, the 70, in Matthew chapter 10, from verse 17 down, when they returned, the Bible said, Jesus heard. They told Jesus that demons were subject to them. And the Bible said, Jesus leaped in his spirit and he was joyed. That's the emotion. His spirit, he had joy in the spirit. There was no show outside, but there was a leap in the spirit. That's the knowing. That one is the heart. The ear in the spirit is not here, it's in the heart. But you say, I think they will teach you spiritual gifts. You will get all of those details in spiritual gifts. I may not be able to sequentially present them now, but there are 5 senses in the spirit. I decided to categorize them into 3 so that you know how the spirit and the soul and the body are networked. But I hope you got that network. Got that network. Last question. Any other question? Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We continue like this, we may faint. You know, we don't know how Moses was able to stay for 40 days. We sometimes stay from morning to evening until God helps again. See, the Lord helps. So we'll close now. We'll close now. And then we'll go and trust God that in the evening, in our privacy, we'll still press into God. Okay? Press into God. This thing is not a jump. It's a growth. So you do today, you do tomorrow, you do next tomorrow. If it's a jump, I would have jumped and then that would be my height. But it doesn't work like that. And my friend Reverend Hill says it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So you juggle small, small. Before Moses fasted for 40 days, he was in the wilderness for 40 years. We don't know what God was telling him. Do you understand? Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, and the Bible said he was afterwards hungered. So I don't know whether he was hungry during the 40 days, but the Bible said it was afterwards. He was afterward hungered. So when you are in the presence, maybe that 40 days was like 3 minutes, because there's no time. Do you understand? And Elijah that moved for 40 days ate angel's bread. So you wait until something shifts. Now let's go and refresh and continue it. If you hear some of those things that are said everywhere, you will die. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you because we've come to the end of this course. Father, whatever you have imparted into our spirit, we ask that they abide, causing us to gain advancement, capacity, and ability to extend the frontiers of your kingdom. In Jesus' precious name. Now, simple announcement. The part of the assessment you will give them, okay. They say submit your project topic for basic. For those in the basic program, submit your project topic by Monday. For those, you mean you've not had anybody? See, we don't want you to come to the Bible school and discover a problem and want to attend to it. We are assuming that you had something that you were troubled about. You don't like the way girls dress. That is your own body. Come and write on it. Don't come and look, write about angels. No. It's your body. So if you have a body before, bring it on Monday. And then for the regular students, bring it on Thursday when you are coming for your class. God bless you. It's been an honor.
Hallelujah. Please wait behind.
Thank you.
Let's see. Wait behind, please. Please, I have 2 announcements to make. Basic. I have 2 announcements. Sit down now, please. Just sit down. Please, this paper will go round. We all write our names here. I want to create a WhatsApp group for this course. Please, we want to. We have something to discuss with us.